Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hi there, it's Charmaine Hammond, and we're here today with Linda Sovdi, who is the manager of the Health and Wellness Program with one of my favorite organizations, Some Other Solutions, Society for Crisis Prevention in Fort McMurray. Linda runs the Grief and Loss Program that happens here in Some Other Solutions, and we're talking today because November 13th is actually World Kindness Day. I was thinking that because I'm on a kindness tour myself, I've been thinking about all the acts of kindness that we capture around the world that are for other people. And it got me thinking today when I was talking with Linda about the importance of kindness to ourselves. Like, we go out in the world and we look for these random opportunities to do an act of kindness for someone, to pay it forward. And then I started thinking, Linda, about all the things that happen in our own life and in the lives of others, and that kindness is not just about what we do for other people. What's your take on that?
I think that's it's a very probing question, because it makes you you can go fairly deep in your emotions. If you've got a sponge full of water, and that is you giving out to people, so the sponge is you and your resources and what you have and pouring into people's lives, you can keep emptying the sponge, but pretty soon that sponge is going to get dry and is going to be depleted. The sponge needs to be wet again.
Right.
It needs to be saturated. So do we let the sponge completely go dry and get brittle, or do we, on a continuous basis, replenish the moisture, replenish the life, replenish the source, I guess, if you will, of the information, of the content, of the help, of the kindness? We need to replenish for ourselves. Yes. And when you're a nurturer or when you're a caregiver, it's hard sometimes to receive. First of all, from someone else. It's hard to be the recipient. If it's that you're sick and someone's bringing you a cup of tea, or you want to be the giver, it's hard to settle back. So it's even, I think, augmented more when you're trying to care about yourself.
Yes.
To take time, because you feel selfish, you feel like, I can't, I've got so many other things to do. You can feel so guilty, or not even the guilt factor, the absence, you actually don't think about yourself enough.
So true.
I think it has to be so intentional and so deliberate that you have systems in place, you have regularity in place, you have reminders and prompts and almost a system to be non-systemed. And that sounds like kind of an oxymoron or backwards, but it's so important to refill and replenish. And on whatever level that looks like for you, what does it mean? You're going to replenish different than I am.
Right.
What's going to refill your tank or refill that sponge is going to be different for you. It might be taking your dog for a walk.
Yeah.
For me, I don't even have a dog.
Right.
So what is that going to be for me? Is it going to be going for a walk? Is it going to be having a bubble bath? Is it going to be turning on music? What reboots and re-energizes me? And to do it guiltless.
That's so important. I love what Linda's saying here, and Linda, the other thing I loved about what you're saying is it got me thinking, if we're not replenishing, I'm using your words here, if we're not replenishing and continuing to show that kindness to ourselves, at the end of the day, you use the analogy of the brittle sponge, if that's us as people, as caregivers, as moms, as teachers, regardless of who we are in the world, if that sponge is brittle, at some point, we can continue giving to people. Is that right? We can't continue that kindness. There's nothing there.
Yes, and I guess the opposite extreme. Yes, it's dry. There's nothing there. The sponge is just going to crack in half and be useless. The other point of that, if you've got a saturated sponge, your life is saturated with information and knowledge and resources, and you never give it out, it's going to go stagnant.
Good point.
That sponge is going to sour and be smelly and be gross. Because you've never wrung it out, you've never given it out. So give out what you have. Give it to somebody else and then pour back in so you can give more. You can't give out of the same resource over and over. It's going to empty.
Beautiful.
So you've got to top up. You've got to refuel. But you don't want to just go to the other extreme where I'm going to only care about myself, because that's going to go stagnant and it's going to a still stream. No one wants to drink from that, do they?
Wow.
If you're a bubbling, rapid, happening, fresh, coming in stream, people want to drink from that. They want to stop. They want to get it from you. They're going to come to you because they're thirsty and need the water.
Wow.
So we have to make
Beautiful.
People to see that we've got something to give.
Wow. What a way to recognize World Kindness Day, being kind to yourself,
yeah.
absorbing that kindness, being able to receive kindness, and then be able to be replenished
yeah.
and give it back out there in the world.
I love that conversation on being kind to yourself, and it's World Kindness Day. It is November 13th, World Kindness Day, and here's a challenge for all of you listening. What about if today you were to be a little more kind to yourself and did something to pay that kindness forward to somebody else? It could be a family member, a stranger, a coworker, somebody that lives in your condo unit, a neighbor. The key is, when we keep kindness in mind, it not only benefits us, but it does make a big difference in the world. For all of you that have been listening to us so faithfully, thank you so much. And here's a challenge for some of you. Some of you may be thinking of going traveling this summer, or maybe even this winter. I know we're going to California this winter. What's on your bucket list for travel? Is it climbing mountains? I talked to a lady last night who her bucket list mountain or bucket list item was to climb a mountain. Another lady wanted to skydive. That's not on my bucket list. But the key is to set goals, set visions, identify what's on your bucket list, and then take action. And if you're stuck on what to put on your bucket list, check out CanadianTraveler.com. There's all kinds of great articles and pictures about people who have identified travel on their bucket list, and you can see and hear where they've gone and what they've done, and that's CanadianTraveler.com. Again, it's World Kindness Day. Let's go out in the world and make a difference together through kindness.